Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast. I'm Devin, the host of the Yerba Power Podcast, where we share the power of yerba mate with the world. Today, I have a special episode that I'm going to talk about another article and share my screen. In this episode, we're going to call Yerba Mate South America's Beverage of Champions. And I have an article from the BBC that was recently shared that I want to talk about. So let me share my screen with you. You're listening on the podcast right now. Just letting you know, this video is on YouTube. If you want to click and watch this on YouTube, you can, or later, whichever you prefer. Don't forget to subscribe if you do. And either way, whether you're listening or watching this on YouTube, I'll put everything, the links and such, in the description below, and find everything there. So let's get to the article. From the BBC, written by Suchi Rudra, and on November 9th, 2023. So this is about a few weeks ago. Got a lovely picture of some yerba mate there. And it talks about why soccer players, footballers, such as Lionel Messi, or Messi, as we all know him as, as if he's one of our friends. Maybe he'll be on the podcast one day and then we will know him. And this person goes into Buenos Aires and talks about the story of sharing yerba mate and where it comes from, explaining it, that a liquid green, not light green liquid through a metal bombilla straw that pour over water, consumed in Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, Brazil, as well as Syria and Lebanon, pronounced mate. Not mate. Hot water, ideally at 75 degrees Celsius, 165.7 Fahrenheit, not to burn leaves. So I personally drink a little bit lower than that, but when they say burn the leaves, it's not going to burn like fire, but it's going to the extracting of the, I guess, the yerba from it. It'll make it to not really infuse as well. That's what they mean when kind of like burn the leaves. Until you hear the ridito, the like noise from drinking yerba mate. It talks about that and adding lemon or orange peel or mint, verbena, which I think is another type of like lemon mint, lemongrass or something, I think, similar. Controversially, add sugar or honey, coffee powder, or even whiskey, which I've not heard about whiskey, but sugar and honey or stevia as well. And this features Carla Johan, a mate sommelier from Misiones, Argentina. Let's see if I can open about her in a new tab. Well, it looks like that's an Instagram profile, so I'll have to check her out. And talks about the controversy in the World Cup in 2022, where they carried 240 kilograms of yerba mate with them, which was the Serena Canarias that they saw pictures of shared on the internet. It talks about how it is a culture around sharing, as well how Messi, being in Miami now, as kind of an ambassador for yerba mate. Even the mate emoji, the little emoji on your keyboard now, that to me is kind of a big deal that there's an actual emoji for it. Let's see. A higher level of antioxidants than green tea or red wine. Powerful combination of vitamins A, B, B1, B2, C, and 15 amino acids and minerals, iron, magnesium, potassium. It says from where it grows. And let's see. So yet, unlike coffee or tea, is not consumed in cafes. And what you have at home or at work or in the park or in a train or during class or at the gym. So yeah, I think that is an interesting point. Is like there's no, well, that I'm aware of, yerba mate like cafes. It's kind of a more personal thing. In other words, you prepare it as not you don't order it, I guess, off of a menu per se. And I guess that's the uniqueness too about it being different from coffee or traditional tea. I mean, sure, you can brew traditional tea anywhere, but I think it's just the culture around sharing it in a house or at the park, or at work even. And let's see. So also to help with creativity, to wake up in the morning. I mean, for myself included, I feel like it does help kind of spark some creativity. Maybe part of the reason why this podcast exists too, and definitely wake me up, alert my senses. And here we talk about the traditional Ronda de Mate, which is passing around the gourd that was first kind of developed by the indigenous Guarani people. And that's kind of the tradition of yerba mate where it kind of starts. The Guarani believed that there were spiritual powers of the yerba mate plant, and sharing the mate with each other was a way of uniting their spirits. So, let's see. Part of ancestral identity, but unfortunately, the use of herbicides and fertilizers on yerba mate plantations has spread alarmingly. The soil has become eroded and impoverished. And so that's why I kind of like in a park, another reason, there's other ones out there that are organic. I mean, even Calmate, so shout out to Calmate as well for keeping their stuff organic and clean here in the US. Dolma as well is a big proponent for organic clean energy and the yerba mate and without it being other fillers and pesticides and things like that. So as much as I love yerba mate and noticing that there is a difference when you drink organic versus the mass produced one, may not notice it at first, but when you try organic, you will notice a difference in the literally the cleanness of how it tastes. For the Guarani, the yerba mate plant is also a rich source of diverse nutrients served as an appetite suppressant, both properties that help them to survive long distance treks. And they use mate to dye fabrics, to treat liver problems, and even as part of their religious rites, in which they purge themselves to purify their spirit. In fact, it was this purging ritual that drew the attention of Jesuit missionaries who arrived in Spain in the 1500s. And so the Jesuits that came in as missionaries in the Misiones region are kind of the who gets the credit for sort of commercializing yerba mate back then. Because it says even here, the Jesuits initially forbade the drinking of yerba mate when they saw the Guarani people consuming too much and vomiting. They must have drank a lot of it. But then the Jesuits realized that they could commercialize yerba mate, so they started plantations and sold yerba mate on both sides of the Rio de la Plata. So that mean the Rio de la Plata, like the it's the name of the river, kind of why Argentina gets its name, argent or silver. They believe that was silver in that stream, which I don't know if they actually found silver or not, but that kind of refers to like Argentina, Uruguay, that right there in that area. So it's which now includes Buenos Aires City and the western coast of Uruguay into Bolivia, Peru, and southern Chile. Today, every country of mate fanatics has its own preferred blend. In Argentina, leaves are naturally aged up to 2 years and contain some palo, which is the sticks or the stems. And then Uruguay is famous for its more aged leaves and powdered leaves, more consistent without the palo sticks or stems. Here's a picture of, let's see, Para, or your other mate producers. So give credit where it's due when you're watching this video. Brazil yerba mate is immediately recognizable for its neon green powdery appearance as the leaves are not aged or finely ground, resulting in a short, slightly sweet flavor. So from what I understand, I haven't drank a lot of Chimayo, but that yes, it's not aged as long. It's more green. It's definitely more finely powdered. I plan to have someone, love to have someone, if you're listening, to talk about Chimarao and explain more of that to me and the listeners as well, because I'll admit I drank it like once or twice. In Paraguay, which are famous for tereré, which is basically cold brewed yerba mate, in other words, using cold water, also blending dried herbs or fruits, mint or boldo, it's another herb, I believe for stomach kind of digestion things. A lot of mint and boldo, Gurupi has a good mint and boldo flavored Paraguayan yerba. Although seasoned yerba mate drinkers are faithful to more traditional hot tea form, different brands have found their use of the plant mate infused craft gin, apostoles, calmar, and the craft beer, Lasca, mate flavored kombucha. We're curious about this Lasca beer. So it looks like a yerba mate beer. I wonder where this is at. Looks like this is pesos. Looks like they sell their own yerba as well. If you guys know anything about this, Alaska yerba mate, about to find them on Instagram. Craft gin, Stoles. So it's no surprise that three of the most popular foods in Argentina have been touched by the yerba mate wand. Ice cream made at Helados Garabana, Argentine province of Corrientes, alfajores, which are like a kind of a cookie with dulce de leche in the middle, pizza topped with mate flavored mozzarella. Okay, apparently in Apostales Misiones, Dolce Vita. We'll have to check them out. So this is a yerba mate gin, which I'm guessing is in Postales Misiones, Argentina. Shout out to this guy, Tato Giovannoni. For the past few decades, brands like Guayaki in the U.S., Club Mate in Europe have offered a healthy fruit-flavored sparkling beverage and energy drink packed in cans and bottles. Now several Argentine brands like Yara and Yasi interpretation mate in their own backyard. So we'll have to check out these Yasi and Yara. Sorry. Only time will tell whether this catches on in Argentina and nearby nations who share the mate drinking tradition. Says that while the ready-to-drink versions of mate works in the U.S. market, in Argentina, mate has always been about the ritual. Mate is not practical. You need the mate itself, the bombilla, the yerba mate leaves, thermos, and hot water. That's the beauty of it. Mate in Argentina is all about sharing. So, something I've said, but here's Yasi. Looks like they have a can. It looks pretty cool. Guazú, Pampa, Patagonia. So it's got lemon and ginger, mint and herbs, and red fruits, which I'm guessing is probably like strawberries and raspberries and things. So Yasi. And Yara, which definitely looks like Guayaki. Okay. So, anyways, that was about the article of BBC. So, I guess all I wanted to do was go over that article, kind of talk about some of those things as far as, why yerba mate is popular. In the sense of, yes, the health benefits, yes, soccer and Messi, and I guess, all the other side, like fringe benefits, I guess you could say, as far as sharing, cultural, as far as history, connection, creative energy, the ritual of it. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is there's lots of benefits, health benefits, usually what people fixate on, but I hope this was informative to you. And I'll put a link down below with the BBC article yourself that you can check out and read on. And if you are watching this on YouTube right now, don't forget to subscribe. I hope to put more frequently videos on here as well and to be informative to help share the power of yerba mate with the world in this format, as well as those listening on the podcast. Thank you so much for supporting me and making this dream even possible, which to be able to share my love and passion for yerba mate in this format is just bonkers and so much fun, though. And I appreciate all you guys for coming on the show or listening to the show, to making this possible. Thank you for listening and watching both Either Or this episode of the Urban Power Podcast. If you liked it, make sure you let me know. Write in the comments below or share with a friend. Or I have a new cool thing you can do, which is send me a voice message. I'll put the link below. It's called SpeakPipe. You can click on that link and you can send me a voicemail, which give me your comments, feedbacks, whatever you have, questions, anything. I'll feature it in the next podcast episode because I want to hear from you guys and get the community involved. So leave me a message with SpeakPipe, which I'll put in the link below. Send me a message and I'll put you in the next Urban Power Podcast episode. Thank you all and have a wonderful day.